It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. We've made it to midweek here. It's the 16th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 61 degrees.
Just waiting on some overnight road work to wrap up. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We start this morning with a developing story on Utah's Morning News. 9 people are in the hospital after a crash along I-80.
2 cars caught fire after the crash. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the very latest. Mary?
Amanda, a trooper passing by Saltaire saw the flames from the frontage road and discovered the crash. It was a head-on crash between a Ford Expedition and a pickup truck pulling a trailer. 2 people were in the pickup truck and 7 people were in the Expedition. They're from out of state, the troopers discovered. So we're thinking maybe sightseeing around the Great Salt Lake. We don't know yet. But now all of them are in the hospital. And at last word, one was in extremely critical condition. The others in critical or serious condition. Authorities say likely someone crossed the center line. They don't know yet. A crash analysis reconstruction team was on the scene for hours. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a new exit-only lane meant to clear up congestion for Tooele County commuters has finished 6 months ahead of schedule.
UDOT got the materials to build it quicker than expected, and now the extra westbound lane on I-80 between SR 201 and SR 36 is open. Drivers know the accidents in that stretch can cause big delays.
When there is a crash, our crews will be able to clear the crash much faster, and also the additional lane will allow us to move traffic around that crash.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says this new lane could reduce delays up to 5 times with bad accidents. Stansbury Park resident Brady Hawes is happy to hear it.
Yeah, I think it'll be a great addition to the freeway there. I think it'll appease any of those times where there's an accident. There's only one road in and one road out.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Bountiful police say one of their officers was involved in a deadly shooting last night. Police say officers were called out to Viewmont High School last night because of a man armed with a rifle and a bow and arrow. They aren't saying what led to the shooting, only that officers fired shots and the suspect died. The man's name has not been released.
Utah is looking at increasing penalties for rioting in following several recent protests that turned violent. Cache County Sheriff Chad Jensen says tougher consequences for breaking the law protects everyone.
We can better protect the citizens of Utah and our law enforcement and all first responders as they respond to these types of incidents across the state.
State lawmakers voted yesterday to study the issue. Rioting is already a misdemeanor in Utah, but can become a felony, that is, in certain circumstances.
The Davis School District has decided to send students back to class Monday through Thursday starting September 28th. KSL-TV's Matt Rascone reports.
12 days in, and the Davis School Board has decided it's about time for a change. The way things are now, students head to the classroom twice a week on different days, allowing for smaller class sizes and more physical distancing. With just 2 weeks of data, the district says the hybrid model has helped limit the number of students who need to be quarantined.
Secondary students will return to class October 5th. Phase 2 will be sending students back to the classroom full time.
At long last, Sally has reached land. KSL's top national stories this hour. Sean Michael Isle is live this morning at the KSL National News Desk.
That's right, Tim. Just minutes ago, Hurricane Sally finally made landfall on the Gulf Coast as a Category 2 storm, bringing a dangerous ocean surge and life-threatening torrential rains. This Alabama woman describes it.
Nonstop waves of wind and water and rain.
Sally's slamming into the coast at the Florida-Alabama line with 100-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Smoke from western wildfires has reached New York City and Washington, D.C. This woman lives in California, where 24 major fires are burning.
It feels like it's the end of the world, or something is lurking.
Well, lurking is the dangerous air quality. It could remain in the western region for weeks. ABC News hosted a town hall with President Trump last night covering many topics, including police reform.
We have to give the police the respect that they deserve, and we have to give them their mojo. We have to let them protect us.
Meanwhile, Democratic nominee Joe Biden, he was in Florida last night at an Hispanic Heritage Month. 12th event. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman now. Another couple of days with highs above average, and then a storm arrives, sending dropping temperatures and bringing in some rain.
It has been a while. We could use a little rain, and it looks like we finally have at least a little in the forecast coming our way here for Friday evening and Saturday when a system comes in, a front cools us off, and we're looking for temperatures to drop from the 90s today, tomorrow, to only 70s on Saturday and Sunday.
Grant says the storm moves out by Monday, and temperatures start to climb back into the 80s.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.